here's a story from The World.
Imagine having a handy guide to the United States as a new immigrant, one that tells you how to navigate this strange new place, and one that also includes the sights and smells that you'd most miss from back home. Iranian-American writer Roya Hakakian scripted this out. Her latest book is called A Beginner's Guide to America for the Immigrant and the Curious. My colleague Marco Werman spoke with her. Hakakian was at her home in Connecticut. Here's Marco.
So I got to say, some of the small details you've observed about the immigrant experience, I actually connect with myself. I notice, for example, the bounty in this country when I returned from working in West Africa for 3 years, like just the variety and options of breakfast cereal in the supermarket aisle. So I'm wondering, what are some of the things that still stop you in your tracks since you arrived in the U.S. some 35 years ago?
Precisely what you just pointed out, that, you know, we sometimes in America become unaware of the variety that exists, not just in our media, in our options of readings, books, publications, but also, you know, foods in supermarkets and aisles of cereal and you know, biscuits and breakfast foods. And you know, it's easy to be turned off by all of it and say, you know, Americans just have too much. But what I try to do and have done, you know, in the past couple of decades, thinking through what America means to me, is to kind of extract what all that really means beyond variety. And what I've come to is that it's all about choice. America gives us choice. America enables us to look at what's available and make our own decisions.
So that's the positive side. It's about choice.
I think so, you know, because alternatively, if we didn't live in a democratic country, and, you know, that was my life once, we would not have the choice. The choice would be imposed on us. You know, the varieties would diminish greatly in the numbers. And we would have it in some ways, in a bizarre way, easier, because we would not have the burden of considering, balancing, and making a conscious decision of our own for which we will have to bear responsibility.
So recall for us what it was like in 1985 when you emigrated, you were much younger, from Iran, and to now be in this place that was both perplexing and at the same time a place that provided safety and something new.
I think that first encounter with America is such a ubiquitous experience that no matter how long passes or has passed between my own arrival and others who have arrived more recently seem to share that experience in common, I remember being completely disoriented, as if my jet lag wasn't just a matter of time difference, but was also a matter of continental difference, emotional difference, intellectual difference. And I think I was walking around perfectly disoriented and dizzy for weeks and weeks, which is what others who have arrived far more recently than I affirm and say that their experience has been the same.
What about the flip side? Were there a couple of things in America where you said, that makes total sense? I mean, do you recall the first time maybe you had that experience?
Completely. I recall being in the first year of college, which came a few months after I had arrived. A boy asked me out. And we were on the beach walking, and for a moment he put his hand on my shoulder. And at first I panicked because I thought, oh, we're going to get arrested because we're not married, we're walking together, and we're not related. But then, you know, I looked at him and I looked at the beach and I realized that I'm not where I used to be. I'm in America. And that was liberating. It was a wonderful new discovery about being out and about without anxiety.
I'm speaking with poet and writer Roya Hakakian, who writes about the immigrant experience in the U.S. When you left Iran in 1985, the country is going through a lot of change. Do you ever compare the lives of your family members today in the U.S. versus friends you left behind in Iran?
I do. And it's a painful reminder of what an accident our births and our circumstances lead our lives to become. That, in other words, I simply, by being able to leave Iran under completely accidental circumstances, because, you know, had we applied for our exit visas a couple of months earlier or a couple of months later, we may never have received them. You know, the idea of this book came to me in 2016 when Donald Trump gave some of his early speeches about his plans for immigration. And one of the ideas in one of the speeches was, we cannot accept, or we should not accept, immigrants who don't speak English or have no skills into this country. And I gasped hearing this, because I thought, oh my God, had I been the Roya, the person that I was this year, trying to get into America, I would not have gotten in. So because I had neither English nor any skills, so I would have stayed, I would have been kept out of the country that now I believe to be my home. So what I'm trying to say is that the injustice of it all, whether, you know, barred by circumstances inside Iran or barred potentially by the decision of an American president, my life could have been entirely something different from what it is today.
I want to mention also, Roya, you're an activist, and I know you've taken an interest in the rise of vocal feminism in your native Iran, and specifically Iran's kind of Me Too moment. So as we speak about what immigrants to the U.S. Experience, I'm wondering what women especially might be seeing and learning from the movements in Iran and the U.S. right now.
I hope what they're learning is that, first and foremost, that feminism is not a local phenomenon, and that it is a destiny for all women everywhere around the globe, that we are all, as women and as world citizens, are in this fight together. And there's a sisterhood that binds us all together. And if we do not support us, if we do not support each other and don't win our battles, our struggles against gender inequality, all of us at the end suffer.
Writer and poet Roya Hakakian is the author of the book, A Beginner's Guide to America for the Immigrant and the Curious. Roya, great meeting you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.